Theater Talk is presented by 42 North Brewing Company's Theater District Tap Room.
For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Anthony Chase.
And I'm Peter Hall.
And The Informer opened last night, new play by Matthew Lecuza at American Repertory Theater of Western New York. This is a play inspired by Liam O'Flaherty's 1925 novel of the same title.
It's offered as somewhat of a tale for our time. Lost souls desperately trying to make sense of a world around them, torn by civil war, national identity crisis, economic hardship, spiritual absence. Hey, sounds pretty contemporary to me.
Yes, and all the fodder of drama. It's a man who's been kicked out of the Dublin police force. He's been removed of duties from the local battalion of the Irish Revolutionary Party. Down in his luck, forced to take work at the docks, resorts to the occasional mugging of an American sailor on leave, and has reached a desperate time in his life. So this is a man at the breaking point, and therefore at a crossroads. This is the play by Matt Lecuza, and they perform over on Elmwood Avenue, the Compass Performing Arts Center, 545 Elmwood Avenue, through the 29th.
Well, now they're calling it the Compass Arts Center, but I prefer for a while they were calling it the Compass Arts Factory. It had that nice Andy Warhol vibe to it.
Yeah, I did like the factory, but, you know, whatever, I like this too. Well, I did venture out to Cheektowaga to see the Desideras Dinner Theater production of Sean Grennan's play, Now and Then. They are giving a lot more information than many plays. I get so frustrated at the press fodder for, it's about love and hope. Oh, can't wait to see that. They do hint at a mysterious stranger coming into Mulligan's Bar, not the beloved Buffalo Institution. This is a Chicago bar. So this older man comes into a bar at closing time, 1981, and is willing to plunk down $1,000 to converse with the young man who works there and the girlfriend who works the diner down the street. And so a story is afoot.
So this is a pretty big role for Steve Jakiel, who lately has been happy with the smaller roles.
He has said he is content to just come in, do his little turn. No, this time around, he carries the weight of the whole thing on his shoulders. He is the enigmatic man who comes into the bar, who has an agenda hidden inside an agenda that's hidden. This has to be all unwrapped. It's kind of a classic situation of every character having a piece of the information and people misunderstanding each other, and it has to be hammered out and all in one night. There is a time limit to this. Jay Desiderio has a propensity for shows like this. He likes shows where characters are obliged to question every decision they've made in their life, or critical decisions. I think of Inspector Calls. I think of A Time to Kill. I think of It Runs in the Family. These plays that oblige you to look back and say, oh, if only I had not had that second cup of coffee, my life would be different.
And if you look around the restaurant, you know, most of the patrons are of a certain age where I'm sure they do have a lot to look back on and an opportunity to second guess some of their choices. The all-important question, Mr. Chase, what did you have for dinner at the dinner theater?
Well, it's an Italian restaurant. I did have the Italian haddock, which is never fail. That's always quite delicious. It comes with a risotto.
Good choice, good choice. That's one of our favorites.
Good choice. I'm looking down the pike. We just did The Wiz at Shays, and coming up 2 in 1 month, they have Shocked coming up. And I'm looking forward to it because I had tickets and then it closed. It was one of those shows that came too quickly out of the gate after COVID. Audiences had not quite come back. People have not yet returned to a lot of pre-COVID behaviors. They're staying home more, not going out to the movie theater. Consumption of alcohol spiked during COVID and has not gone back down to pre-COVID levels, which I, you know, guess is good if you run a distillery.
Well, it's also good if you're going to stay home, but if you're driving down to the theater, please.
Right.
Moderate.
Ride share, yeah.
Oh, something coming up down the road, not this Friday, but next Friday. It's an oratorio. Oratorio is an opera without costumes and sets. Handel's Messiah, for example. Anyway, this is a modern oratorio called Considering Matthew Shepard, about the 21-year-old college student brutally attacked and left to die near Laramie, Wyoming. It was a huge moment for gay rights, social change, a real gut punch. And I know many people have seen the Laramie Project. This is not that exactly, but it's somewhat similar. And they're beautifully presented at Westminster Presbyterian Church next Friday, the 21st.
And remember, we both enjoyed Our Lady of 121st Street, which is still up on the boards down at Road Less Traveled Theater. For Theater Talk on WBFO,
I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.